What's up, people? You are now tuned in to the one and only Boys Love Beyonce with me, Baby Huey.
And me, Charnell, man.
And we're back for episode 2.
Dose.
Episode 1 was dope. I feel like we set a good precedent. We laid down the law of the land and, got it off to a good start. So we about to have a fun time with this show.
Oh, today. Hell yeah. It's about to be a blast, man. I'm loving it. I'm here. Life, death, resurrection, all things.
Yeah, we making people wait. We about to do a surprise release for episode 2. Like, shit, nobody know when it's coming.
Right, didn't tweet nothing, didn't Instagram nothing. It's just going to drop in your timelines, and y'all have to be blessed.
Just a tweet here and a tweet there. But, I mean, going forward, we will have a regular drop schedule,
Right.
But, hey, it is what it is. Life happens, and, you got to level up a little bit sometimes, and you got to get some rest in, take a couple naps, go see Black Panther about 3 times.
I've seen it 4 times. And
it'll be 4 for me next week.
Earlier this evening.
I saw it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday the weekend it came out.
I saw it Thursday twice. I saw it at 7 p.m. in the standard viewing. I saw it at 10:30 p.m. 3D IMAX. And then I took my youth group kids, 2 of them, to see it Sunday at 5:15, and then today at...
How nice of you.
You know what? I'm all about opening doors. Who am I to block these young people's blessings, So, if I can facilitate, anointings, let me do that. Let me be the hand that moves. I'll do it, man.
Yes.
You need it.
Yes.
I felt that in my Shondo.
Mm. Oh, me too. I don't even know where my Shondo is, but I felt it.
It's somewhere in there. I would say it's somewhere between, your stomach and your lower, it's right between your stomach and your lower intestine. It's just right there in your large intestines. It's that little, it's a little spot. It tickles every time Beyonce hits a stage. You're like, oh, I don't know what that is, but I felt it. It's like butterflies. Oh, you know what I mean? So that's just shot. Just the thought. When I think of the goodness of B and all the edible shout out. See, I'm in there, man.
Shut up in my pole.
Oh, come on, E. coli. All right.
Something about the name bees.
No, you did.
It is the sweetest name. I know.
I said it's sweeter than honey. From the honeycomb. Beehive.
Yeah, I know. I knew that shit, did you? Nah. Yeah, that New Nation project. I had it on cassette or whatever.
Oh, the cassette.
I wasn't always a heathen like I am now.
Oh, I've always had New Nation.
Granted, it was my grandmama's tape, but I took it from her. And then I had the Rebirth on bootleg.
Yes, we all did.
LimeWire. Listen. And did you notice, when you LimeWire gospel music, you ain't getting no virus on your computer?
Right. Because God knew.
Listen, all that tie trip that I fucking pirated, and my computer was fresh, but as soon as I did that Maya and them damn throwback songs from Drew Hill.
Right, my shit got diabetes.
Blue screen of death.
I was like, what is this? My damn laptop feet swollen and shit.
Got the gout.
Can we talk about, I used to fuck with Chai Tribbett hard, or Tribbett, whatever, how you pronounce it, super heavy. And I don't, remember that his most popular song was Victory? Or whatever.
Yep.
And he said, come out of lesbianism. I said, wait, hold up. What just happened?
Yeah, and that's when I was still trying to be a heterosexual. Mm. So, it worked for me.
My closet is worshiping ass. I was sitting there. I was like, yes, victory. Oh, Ebo Shada, Shondo. And he was like, come out of homosexuality. I said, what? I snatched me right out the spirit. I said, wait a minute. This he ain't talking
maybe
to me.
Maybe not.
I was like, does he know how this works? You can't pray that up off me. You're going to have to beat that out of me. And even still, I'm still going to do it. So,
No, wait, was that victory or was that I want it all back?
I, that's victory, I think.
I want it all back.
I love that song. I love What Can I Do, that kind of long live, whatever that is.
I don't remember that
one. That one was more recent. But like, I like that one because they got the, oh, you know, I love a good Christian. Oh, like War Cry, oh, 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 I'm in there.
A good praise and worship.
Ooh, you got to raise your hands. You're like, sing with me, church. And it's nothing but a lot of oohs and ohs. And for whatever reason, your shando start quaking and start shivering. You'd be like, something about a whole bunch of black people saying, oh, at the same time in unison, harmonizing. There's something about it that just shakes the world. When black people do anything together and on one accord, the world can't handle it. So we saw Black Panther fucking smack Avengers records out of the fucking water because black folks is magic. It's a thing.
It gave Disney all that goddamn money.
Did you see these motherfuckers is opening like, you know, the STEM centers everywhere now? Like you see?
Oh, the thing. Go figure. Black people know how to do science.
They were like, well, let's open, let's put it in Oakland. Let's put some, I think one's in going in D.C., one's going in Hartford in Connecticut where I stay at. Not in Hartford, but come in Connecticut. I was like, yes, man. Empower us. I don't give a damn if it's the white Imagineers that are footing the bill. Let us have things.
And yeah, exactly. Y'all can pay for it. Y'all owe us reparations, bitch.
A means to an end. Shit.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't fuck us over in the first place, you would have been had this shit.
Say that. Yo, can we talk about how... we talk about black contributions. I was at work the other day, and I had a coworker who was trying her best to be down, and I had to tell her that she was wrong. So she's like, ooh, Charnel, you'd appreciate this. She's like, yeah, 11 things that America wouldn't have if it weren't for black people. And I said, wait a minute, before you say this, think of, say it to yourself first and tell me, and like, do you think Charnel will be angry? She goes, no, I think you'll love this. So she started naming things like, I don't remember what the hell it was, but it was all things that had to do with like gardening tools and things like that. I'm like, do you realize why black people had to do things or create things to make their job? I'm sorry, not their job. Their labor easier is because they were working.
Eli Whitney invented the cotton gin.
I was like, why the fuck?
I would have invented something too. Shit.
I was like, why the fuck do you think they made hoes and shit like that? What the fuck are you like? Do you not realize what they were doing? They it's like, oh, they invented. I'm like, yeah, because they were working on your houses. They were feeding your children. Like, of course they had to do things to make life easier.
They needed something to get the job done quicker, because if not, it was their ass.
I thought you were going to say something like rock and roll music, bitch. You came out of here with some. I said, get out of here. We're not going to talk about Rosetta Tharpe. But everything, I was like.
Come on, Sister Rosetta.
Right. I was like, goodbye. She's like, I was just trying to be. I'm like, whatever. It's Black History
Month. You failed.
I was like, thank you for trying. You are the weakest link. Goodbye. You don't get a rose.
When I was in karate, the instructor told us that try means fail.
Ooh.
And if you say you're going to try, that means you're giving yourself room and space for failure. And then he said, every time somebody told you that they tried to do something, did they do it? And everybody was like, well, for the most part, nah. And he was like, exactly.
So you true. I like that. I'm going to take that. That preaches. I'm going to take and run with that. See,
so that's why I do my best to not say try and say do my best.
I was like, I'm gonna do my best. Yo, my favorite movie line of all time. This is gonna sound so stupid and so random, then we can jump on into the wonder and glory that is Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter.
Yes, yes.
But like it's the stupidest, most like obscure line of all time is, you know, The Nightmare Before Christmas, I'm sure.
Yes.
And Oogie Boogie is my favorite character from that movie, right? Down. I thought he was a big black queen in that body. You couldn't tell me nothing. Right? The way he was singing these little jazz blues standards. I was like, what is this motherfucker shooting craps and shooting dice by himself? Like, he was practicing his dice roll by himself. Like, that's, I'm down for it. It doesn't matter. So... remember he sang the Oogie Boogie song, and Santa was just like, what are you going to do? He's like, I'm going to do the best I can. Like, and I love that line. I don't know if it's the delivery. When I was like 7 years old and I saw that, and I was like, again, my shondo quivered a little bit. But whenever someone's like, oh, are you going to do it? I'm like, I'm going to do the best I can. It's just like.
Because he knew.
He knew. He's like, fuck try, bitch. I'm going to do all I can do. He's like, I'm going to ruin all your shit. Christmas can kiss my ass and so can you. Oogie Boogie was it. I'm about to watch that shit tonight. I'm gonna stay up all night.
So we ain't do segments on the first episode. Just because that was the introduction episode. Why would we do segments? You know, that was the pilot, you know? Right. So the first segment of the episode is going to be the Blue's Clues segment. Where we, you know, make sure we pay honor and tribute to the one and only Blue Ivy Carter. Because we all know without Blue Ivy, there would be no Beyonce.
Absolutely. Yeah. Blue is the thing that reinvigorated Beyonce. We all saw the glow in Glastonbury.
Yes.
We saw the happiness and the hue that was on her face when she graced the Good Morning America stage. And we didn't know why this hoe was so damn happy all the time. Beyonce was wearing afros and smiling real big. Like she remembered her password to her laptop in 2001 and where all her secret songs were locked away. Beyonce was hyped. And then all of a sudden, the VMAs came around, and we were like, this bitch has been carrying the second coming with her the last four
months.
And
then, and when that happened, we realized why Rosalind was what it was.
Mm-hmm. I was like, Blue Ivy just ties all things together forever and always.
Everything.
What is the ceiling?
Everything.
What is the ceiling? What are limits, bitch? Like,
excuse me.
Shondo.
Are we poor? Like, what's a will? But no, so this week's Blue's Clues is going to be from the All-Star game, because she was just sitting there like, yeah, I'm here with, you know, Beyonce and Tina and what's his name, grandmama, what's her husband's name, Richard, I'm just here with Beyonce, Tina, and Richard watching the basketball game, and you know, that's my team. They wear the green. You know, green, my favorite color, because you know, it's the same color as money, and I have that.
Right. She's like, you know, I had to highlight my boy LeBron to hook us up, because for some reason, my mama waited till the last minute thinking her name was going to get her in the door, but I had to drop him, let him know that Blue was trying to come through, and LeBron was like, I got you, Blue. I got you, Big.
Like, she still think it's like the early 2000s and her name means something. Like, no, mama, no. Like, sit down.
She's like, I reinvigorated everything. I rebirthed you. You birthed me and then I delivered you. Like, this is what happened.
That's exactly what she did. That's
exactly what she did.
She popped out and said, what the fuck you won't do is put no relax in my hair. You gonna give me some pink moisturizer, some less jam.
Come on, Lusters.
We gonna manage this shit. All right, okay.
Yo, I love
the way. Ain't no just for me.
I love the way pink Lusters pink moisturizer smells. That shit is heavenly. And I don't care what anyone.
I used to love the way that the less jam, I used to open that shit up and just sniff it. Like,
oh my
God. I had, like, that's when, like, my mom would get our hair cut, like, real short. So, like, I could have put it in my hair. So I'd be mad because the shit smells so good.
I couldn't wait. Yo, I purposely grew out my hair in fourth and fifth grade. Like, at one point, I got to find old pictures because I had cornrows at one point. Like, my afro was standing up like 6-7 inches. Like, I had a lot of hair on my head. And I loved it because my mom was like, look, I'm not going to no ethnic hair aisle and buying any more shit because it's already expensive. So sit between my legs. Let me grease your scalp. I'm going to get you some, get you this in here and we're going to do all that. I used to love when my mom would scratch my head. Or I got it washed, and then she was like, yup, go get your sister's pink moisturizer, because I ain't got nothing else to put in here. I'm like, rub it in there, mama. Moisturize these roots.
Because my shit about to be growing. That Ultra strong. Sheen.
Tell me.
That damn Ultra Sheen, man.
You can tell me
now
shit.
Now, that smell brings back so many memories of just easier times.
Yes.
And Monica and Usher's My Way album. In first grade, and there's no responsibilities, and
Ibo Shada, that old sabota.
What is rent? Health insurance? What? Gas?
Grocery shopping? I grabbed it off the shelf, and then it magically appeared in my kitchen 25 minutes later, out of a plastic bag. This was magic, bitch. This was prayer at work. I don't know what the hell y'all talking about. I had to pay for this.
I smell Ultra Sheen today, and I forget that gas cost. I'm like, I'm about to go ahead, fill up with about like $15. And I'm like, oh shit, it's 2018.
Yo, can we talk about that? I remember in like 2000 going to the gas pump and gas being $1.20. And I'm like, do you remember when gas was this cheap? Because I do. And I do.
I remember when that shit first started going up, mm-hmm. and like it was like a huge hike and every gas station, like there was a line.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, I can walk. or get on Metro opens doors. So
when I first got my first car, gas was $3.89. And I said, well, ain't this about a bitch? Good thing I don't have to go nowhere today.
That hurt me.
I went walk. I had to park my car in the driveway. And I was like, no, I'm gonna hop on the bus. That's $1.25. I'm all right. I got free transfer, too. I'll make it there. My friend will bring me
home. Come on, that free transfer.
Right. I was like, I'm okay. Like, I was like, no. I had to pay Progressive $200 this month. So no gas goes in the car. It's going to sit there and be clean. I was that person.
Nope.
Lord.
I remember when that night I had stayed up when the I Am Sasha Fierce came out.
Ooh.
And I had to end up catching the Metro bus to school the next day because I was late and I missed the school bus.
First of all, you seem so young to me. But like Sasha Fierce came out and I was a sophomore in college. It wasn't even like I was that old.
So yeah, I was like a senior.
Yeah, like you were about to hit that college age, but I was like, I laid up in my dorm room listening to that shit. Like Disappear was fucking me up and I had no reason for it to feel that way.
Listen, no, Save the Hero was what got
right?
me.
Right? I was like, I'm carrying this damn family. I was talking so much shit in my dorm room. If it wasn't for me, I'm going to school to better myself so these niggas can have something.
Sometimes I just wish someone would come in and save me. Save me from myself. Who is there to save the hero? Like,
inside my mind each day I die.
And Broken Hearted Girl had me all in my feelings too. Like,
yeah. And I wasn't even really dating. Like, I was out here.
I wasn't either. I ain't know nothing about no goddamn love.
I was like, what is a broken heart? And why is Beyonce saying, girl, you too rich to be being sad about boys. You can build
but
you a
I
new one.
I felt it. I felt it.
So did I.
I remember she was on Tyra and she was crying. I was like, girl.
Something about Tyra Banks and Oprah always made Beyonce cry. And I'm like, I don't know if it was Black Girl Love. And then she sat up in Ellen and kept a straight face singing, Flaws and All.
She was ready to go. She was white bitch.
She was like, it's Ellen's like, this is my favorite song of yours. Beyonce was
I
like,
I don't
word.
Know why you love me. That's why I love you. Can I go now?
She's like, I don't know why you love this damn song. You know how hard it is to sing this song? You know, yeah, now I gotta force a damn struggle ass tear down my cheek so everyone thinks I'm feeling it like you are. Well, meanwhile, Ellen over there thinking about Anne Hayes who left her ass because she decided she loved dick again. Sobbing on her damn IKEA couch. I was tired of it all. Tired of it all. Let me stop reading everybody. I love Ellen. But you knew it's what it was. That's exactly what it was.
But back to these Blue's Clues.
Right, what are we doing?
So, Blue Ivy at the All-Star game was just sitting there in all of her regal Blue Ivy-ness. Blue Ivy-ing, of course.
Unfortunately,
and then,
no, go ahead.
And my thing is, too, like, what time does she go to bed? Like, I feel like Blue Ivy does not have a bedtime. I feel like she puts Beyonce and Jay-Z to bed at night, and then she goes to watch her, like, her Wow Wow Wubsy and shit.
She said, I ain't seen a ceiling in my whole life. She said, limits? Curfews are limits, Huey. Of course she ain't gonna have a curfew. Bedtime? The fuck I look like going like, to bed? Greatness don't sleep. You want to? I'm trying to be I'm a legend. Legends live forever. Listen. So sleep why?
North be like, girl, when's your bedtime? She be like, well, my bedtime is whenever I go to bed. I put Corey and Giselle down around 10:30 so I can watch my stories because I can't watch shit without them bothering me. They be talking and asking me for shit. Like, girl, just go in the kitchen and make you a hot dog. Like, why I gotta cook?
She's like, bedtime and deadlines are for Kardashians and Jenners. I don't know what the hell happens at your house, but as far as
the West.
Right. That happens.
I'm neither my girl. You need to go get your little cousins and where's Penelope? Go play with her because you're not on my level, girl.
Like you and Mason's lace front can all go. Like, as far as this, me and my his house, in my Izzo, I don't think so. Can we say that from now on? I feel that in my Izzo. I love that. I'm running with
it.
Why are we still dragging this girl? That's Blue's Clues. So we still dragging this. North ain't did shit to us but be adorable. We
she
over
did
here.
It. I love North. I do.
I saw that picture of Chicago today and I was like, aww.
Oh, they got pictures of her now?
Well, Kim Kardashian, you know, she used a Snapchat filter and put it to her Instagram and said, oh, look at she.
Oh, God.
And Chicago's a beautiful. They make some beautiful babies together. I don't know what it is about the Western Kardashian genes, but it is working. Like I said, like to say the devil works hard, but them Kardashian and West jeans are working hard they overtime. Mandatory.
I was listening to the to an old episode of the Gatekeepers of the Beehive, an old episode of The Read. Yes. And I remember they were talking about, I think they were talking about Tyga and Blac Chyna's baby.
Oh, okay. Dream. No, that's, no.
No.
Fucking Rob Kardashian. Rest in peace.
Cairo.
That's King what Cairo, it is.
Something like that. But they were talking about how cute the baby was and how, like, all the fuck-ass celebrities have cute babies. Mm-hmm. It's just like, I feel bad for the baby. The baby's so adorable, but the parents is a mess.
Baby, babies is beautiful, and parents' souls black and ugly, just dark and...
That's disgusting.
Just bubbling. Dude, like, remember Ivan Ooze from the original Power Rangers movie?
Yes, that's what I have that on DVD.
So do I, girl. So do I. That's how I think about when I think about, like, Kylie Jenner's insides. You know how Oogie Boogie was full of bugs and worms? I just feel like most ancient most ancient celebrities are just filled with Ivan's Ooze. It's, you pop a pimple and these bitches just drain slowly. Like...
Disgusting.
But Blue's Clues, could we talk about how Blue shut down Diddy real quick? Did you see that?
How she did what?
How she shut down Diddy. She
shut down what? No, I didn't see that.
You did not see that? Yo, first of all, I couldn't be Beyonce. Blue Ivy has once again solidified, reasserted herself as the honey in the nutty ass Cheerios that is the Knowles Carter household. But Diddy was trying to take, like, a picture or a Snapchat or whatever of him, of Blue and Beyonce. And Blue snapped and was waving that finger all in B's face. And I said, oh, God damn. Blue was like, so you just going to allow this shit? You going to allow this? You going to allow Puff Puff over here to take pictures of me without asking permission first? Where?
That this year?
Yes. It was everything.
I did not see that.
I'm going to have to send you the link. Because she looked at her like, so where's Julius? Because this is unacceptable.
And see, this is why I call you by your first name, because you don't know how to act right.
It's a whole mess. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this. Hold on. Because it's...
We are legit standing for this baby and I love.
It is because Blue is iconic. She really is.
She is.
There's nothing she could do that could make us hate. If Beyonce just quit music tomorrow... No, that's too much. That's too... Never mind, lie.
Yeah, don't... Trump's still president, bro.
We need our escapes. You right?
Yeah. Whew.
But it was hilarious. I was like, I looked at that and I said, Blue said, no, Jigglypuff. What you won't do is try to capture my iconic status of me and my mom over here sharing a mother daughter moment for your likes and your views and for your streaks on Snapchat. So you can feel free to take a picture of any other. Fergie is over here slaughtering our anthem, and you looking at me. Turn around. Like, she, that finger, like, was
girl,
moving.
Like, where's your half bald head girlfriend? Like,
oh, God, half on. These clap on damn edges. I'm tired of Cassie, too. I'm over everybody. Oh, God. Whew. God, I'm hyped now. I sent you the link. You should have it somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling it up now.
We are a whole mess. And I think it's because we're just half tired. Are you watching?
That too. And we're excited too. Oh no. See it. Oh, that finger.
She went
up.
Off. Like, it was, Blue was upset. She said, what you won't do is have this heathen in my face. He, look at him all in my mouth. I know that's not Flash. There's already all these blue lights. You can't put blue lights on black girls. It was hilarious.
I love her so much.
My God. What a gift.
But no. That was the Blue's Clues for this week, everybody.
That
was,
it took us a while to get there, but we did.
Everybody say good job.
But no, let's go ahead and get into the crux of this episode real quick. So, last week, somebody's favorite TV host by the name of Wendy Williams decided to go on her show and, you know, make a comment about people who need auto-tune and stuff. And she listed a few people, some of which...
I understood.
I don't... Yeah, and some it's just like... So you don't think Adele needs auto-tune? Adele doesn't need auto-tune. She just needs better technique. But that's neither here nor there.
She will never have better. Like, Adele just won't. Adele's one of them singers that aren't going to do anything differently because what they do now sells. And
exactly.
I'm just going to blow up my vocal cords every 2 years and have to take a year off and cancel tour dates. But y'all dumbasses are going to keep buying me by my tickets.
Exactly.
I'm going to make the same album 17 times over, and you guys are going to keep eating it up because I'm a big white girl singing black girl music. So thank you. Goodbye. Like, love Adele. Love her. I'm just saying. That's.
And then I'm going to go back, you know, to the UK and live in seclusion in my castle with my baby and my man. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, thank you.
I'll show up to the Grammys, cry with Beyonce a little bit. You know, she FaceTimes me when she needs to feel better about herself. And I'm like, I get it.
Like, because I'm Adele, I can stop a performance, you know, and start it over again if I don't like it, and still not finish well. So
she said, I can excel at being mediocre better than all you bitches.
Pretty much. But still, I still got love for Adele, though. But still, so and then Mariah Carey.
Oh, yo, we talk. I'm not. Me, what about your friends? There is.
Hey, Frankie.
Because I was like, you said no, low-key, like, Mariah Carey could have been a park and bark all of her days, but she decided that she wanted them damn babies to be slinging from her vocal cords and her diaphragm instead of her uterus, and never went to coach. And now here we are, upset, impressed about it, and all the lambs are getting sheared by us in the beehive and saying, your fave is no longer favorable, and you guys are pressed that we feel this way. But our girl has long been, she's been doing this the same amount of time. But y'all, your girl just can't stand. I don't know what it is. Mariah Carey, I love her to death. I love what she means to us. But if anybody needs auto-tune in a backing track, it's Miss Carey.
Yeah, exactly. Mariah don't need auto-tune. She just needs a backing track.
Because
Adele needs better technique. Mm-hmm. Mariah needs a backing track.
Janet needs an amplifier.
yes, but Janet moves on stage, so she gets a pass.
And to be fair, and you know,
because at her age, she is still just like a Tinashe, what a Sierra who.
I give J Lo a lot of shit too because she brought up J Lo, but like I remember in 2012, I was in Miami turning up because I was young, wild, and free, and I said as part of this 7-day trip, let me hop on this, you know, American Airlines Arena and see J Lo perform at Enrique Iglesias, and I was impressed by, I doubt she sang live most of the time. I don't know if they were pre-recorded live vocals, but like J-Lo puts on a good show. Like,
I feel like she does. Full through. Because she's a performer. Yeah. And she's always been a performer. So
no one thinks J-Lo is a vocalist. Like, no one has given her that title. She probably thinks she is.
But no, even she knows that she's not like the best singer. Because I remember her saying, like, there was a time where, like, she felt, like, really anxious and stuff about it because she doesn't have, like, a voice. Like, she can carry an... I was listening to On the Six earlier today, too.
Of course.
She can carry a good tune, but, I mean...
That's how I felt about Aaliyah, though, and everyone got mad when I say it. I'm like, Aaliyah was not a singer.
Aaliyah could carry a good tune.
She can hold a note.
But she was pretty. She had style. She had edge, and she put on a good performance.
She was a black, like, in terms of vocal capability, I feel like she was a black, prettier, before her time, like Selena Gomez, like that breathy, like pop accent, yes. R&B pop accent, like, yeah, Aaliyah. Like, I never understood why everyone's like Aaliyah laid the groundwork for what. I'm like, if Aaliyah didn't exist, all these other girls would probably still be here because we still had the Brandys and Monicas of the world. I don't know who y'all think.
Well, the thing is, I feel like Aaliyah was part of that trinity. It was Brandy, Monica, and Aaliyah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean,
and they each brought a different aspect of black girl magic.
Okay, pause. Hold on a second. Tell me, I can see what Aaliyah brought. I know what Monica brought. What do you think Brandy brought? Aside from, you know, vehicular manslaughter charges.
Okay, so that's rude.
What did she...
That's rude, but okay, so...
No, like, what was her stick? How would you describe her stick? Because, like, Monica had the full-bodied R&B voice in the sass.
Monica had... Aaliyah was, like, Monica the dancer. Had the... Yes, so Monica had the sass and the power.
Right.
Aaliyah had the style and the moves. Right. I feel like Brandy, out of all three of them, Brandy's the best vocalist.
Okay.
So Brandy bought she brought the vocals.
And prior to, I guess, so her lyrics too.
Because even still.
The writing was good. But I don't know how often Brandy had a hand in her own writing, but like her lyrics were.
Oh yeah, Brandy had better material than Monica and Aaliyah.
I don't know if she just delivered it the best way, but you're right.
But Brandy had the vocals. I mean, even still to this day, if you listen to 211, listen to Code Red, I mean, Brandy was giving you layers. Like,
I stopped that
full Brandy moon. Monica. I mean, Full Moon was a lot, very good vocals too. Brandy, Mariah, and Beyonce are like my three favorites when it comes to arrangements. Mm. And that's what it is.
That's what it is. So Wendy Williams, we can't talk to each other because we can't stay on topic for shit.
But no, okay. So yeah, so Wendy Williams made her comments about Beyonce needing auto-tune. And because we're old bitches, we've been doing this for a minute, so we're not going to drag Wendy Williams because that's low-hanging fruit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like dragging Wendy Williams is for like the newsstands that don't know any better.
True. But for us, we got to see Whitney drag Wendy, so we're...
Listen, and we heard Beyonce do it too, truth be told. But for us, the old bitches, we just go for the receipts. So instead of dragging Wendy Williams, I would thought that it would be dope for us to just highlight some of our favorite, you know, live vocal performances from the one and only Beyonce, Giselle Knowles-Life and Carter.
Yes.
Because why drag when we already know we're right?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, I believe that she thinks she's just pressed that Beyonce's never sat, you know, that fat ass on her Walmart's mainstays couch on her recycled Jenny Jones playset.
She not said Beyonce and the girls when she was on the radio, maybe Beyonce would have some respect for her.
I know,
but
she needs to know her place, and it's between O and Q in the alphabet. It is not in Beyonce's light. So understand where you are, who you are, and what you do. Yo, Pez P shaped ass. I'm not doing it today. It's too late. Let's talk about our performance. I'm just like irritated by her so much. It irked my soul. It came across my timeline. I said, I know this is fake because Wendy.
No, I knew it was real because Wendy's a troll. She is.
And if you go to the Wendy Williams show and applaud for her, you were troll too, and your mama's a hoe. Like,
and it's so funny whenever she brings up Beyonce, and it's like those two people that start clapping, and then their friends be like, so maybe we need to rethink this friendship because clearly you're delusional.
And you're doing this on
like,
camera,
why do
bitch?
I fuck with you again?
Right.
Like, why are you here embarrassing me in public, you dumbass? Like, you forgot who drove?
I wish my friend would. I'd punch my friend in the side of their head real quick. Oh, man. So performances. Definitely. So we need to get back.
Yeah. So I feel like given our banter, I feel like it was safe to just do two apiece.
Right.
Because we could go on forever. And then there are more episodes where we can talk about more performances. But yes. I figured for this one, we could just pick two a piece. So that's four total. I feel like we can do that in a reasonable amount.
I'm glad you don't know nothing about algebra, but you do know that 1 + 1 and 2 + 2 equals. You're like, I'm going to do two each, and that's four. I'm like, yeah, we got it. Thank you. You gave us a second grade worksheet real quick, audibly.
Yes.
I'm like, so what's 2 and 2? I'm tired. That's the only reason my brain is staying there. Let's go.
So you want to go first or you want me to go first?
All right. So I'll go. You go first. You go first. I want to be able to bounce.
Okay. So first, I'm going to have an honorable mention to one really quick.
Go ahead.
Because it wasn't really just her performing, so that's why it's an honorable mention. But I just want to give a shout out to the time that Beyonce ascended from the pits of hell onto that Oscar stage after visiting all the careers that she murdered. And let Jennifer Hudson know that, bitch, you can be next. Cut right through Jennifer Hudson. I was like, oh shit, okay, well.
They had to pretend they liked each other during it, and I'm like, you know.
And the thing about Jennifer Hudson, she's an amazing singer, and I had to have this conversation with somebody before. Jennifer Hudson's amazing, but people take her loudness and think that means she's better than Beyonce. It's like, no, she's just loud.
Your volume, hey, I
But
listen to the Beyonce, unapologetic podcast this week, because we just talked about Jaren, and I was like, she's not the vocalist that Beyonce is. Like, she's just loud. Mm-mm. She lacks the versatility. She lacks the control. Mm. Whenever Jennifer Hudson sings a song, they all sound the same. And she's saying,
exactly. Even when she's supposed to be being vulnerable, it's like, I'm getting very strong vibes from you. Like,
I'm getting Negro spiritual. A lot of
pre-workout.
Like, what is this? You know, why are we back at church?
A lot of BCAAs. A lot of whey protein is coming through.
A lot of whey protein. A lot of cookies and cream. I see a lot of six starter right now.
A lot of muscle tech. A lot of C4. I just need you to break it down. So just give me some Deer Park. You know, it's okay. You can be Aquafina for it.
Like, it's a lot of buildup.
Oh, man, why could we like this? But no, I just wanted to shout out that performance, though. But my first one was from the Kennedy Center's.
Don't do it. Sorry, go ahead.
When she sang The Way We Were.
Yes! I almost picked that one.
You said you almost
did? I almost did, and something said don't do it. Yes. My brain moved off of it. Go ahead, I'm sorry. I'm just hyped about it. Yes.
Barbara Streisand, yes. And Barbara Streisand looked like, this bitch got it. She good for it.
Didn't frown. She's
it. Listen.
My God. Like, I go back to that performance when I want to, like, when I just want to bask in how amazing Beyonce is. And I'm so glad that you picked that one, because it kind of flows into my next one. Because I was like, I wanted to do something where she was tributing someone, because it shows, like, the versatility of Beyonce. So mine was actually the 2005 Oscars, Learn to Be Lonely.
I was going to pick that one.
I have ripped that from the YouTube clip, and I play it like it's on my phone, so I can listen to it.
I'm gonna send you, because I made like my whole little live performances mixtape. I'm gonna send it to you.
Please do.
But that's on there.
The way she said, first of all, we can talk about Beyonce's musicianship all day, but we need to talk about her performance ability, because Beyonce lost a shoe going down them stairs in that dress. And
I never noticed that.
And she didn't wobble, she didn't limp. Beyonce kept that foot arched the entire time, walked over and leaned on that damn piano, and you never knew she lost that shoe until she said so afterward. It was, but like the way she just rippled and climbed and soared over all of those notes, and it was so emotional. And if you knew anything about the Phantom of the Opera and you knew where that song was played, it's just like Everything about that performance was everything. So I'm like, yes, learn to be lonely.
I knew nothing about the Phantom of the Opera until that performance. And then that told me all I needed to know.
Like, honestly, Beyonce could have sang the whole damn song.
Well,
and the whole damn.
It was that and then Phantom of the Megaplex.
Yes, Disney.
From Disney Channel.
I love.
Between those two, I was able to piece together what Phantom of the Opera was all about.
Now, are DCOMs all on DVD somewhere? Because I'm going to have to buy the whole package collection somewhere.
Listen, are they available on Amazon Prime? Because.
As I open Amazon,
I need the 13th year. I need I need Halloween Town 1 and 2.
Smart House was nice shit. Luck of the Irish was
good. Listen.
Same dude. But
that's like, why I don't trust Alexa. I don't want none of that shit because Smart House scarred me, honestly, truly. I need The Color of Friendship. I need Up, Up, and Away.
They are all on Disney and Amazon Video, but they are not available hard copy.
I'll take a digital copy. That's fine.
Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off. Come on.
See, that's when it started getting corny to me.
No, I fucking love that. Oh my god, but you're right.
That's when like puberty was setting in. I'm like, I'm too cool for this.
Double
like,
Team.
Where's 106 and Park? Double Team was good. That one was good. Get a clue.
The Color of Friendship.
Yes. It's Black History. I need to watch that before Black History Month.
Brink, bitch. Motocross. I'm here.
Brink was my shit.
I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. You don't understand how much. When she fell down and fucked her arm
yes.
up.
Broken.
I cried.
Heartbroken.
I really did.
And also, I want to give an honorable mention to DCOMs real quick because there is one that came out recently. Okay, Twitch is too. Okay, I'll give them to And Xenon, right. Even Steven's movie, High School Musical, was
yes.
Yes. The one I want to give the shout out to that's more recent. And I watched it, and I had to pretend with my niece that that I wanted to watch it for her. Descendants. I was like,
oh, I love that movie.
I was like, why is this good? Like, why am I watching it by myself?
It was so good.
I was like, come on,
and it was what.
No, go ahead.
It was Randy Raquel as Cruella De Vil.
Yes.
I was like, they done made Cruella Black. I like this.
They flipped it all on its head. Don't look under the bed. Oh my God, Blaine Jack.
That shit scared the hell out of me. And it still does to this day.
Oh my, I'm looking at all these movies. I need these all on DVD. Don't Look Under the Bed. How is that not available in DVD? I'll watch a fucking VHS.
I don't need them on DVD.
I need them on DVD.
Are they only on VHS?
No, these are all Jet Jackson, rest in peace.
Yes, his fine ass.
Why are we,
remember when Destiny's Child was on the show?
Yes.
Bringing it back to Beyonce?
Please do, because I'm sitting here thinking we keep getting off track. This is not even Boys Love Beyonce. This is Boys Love Every Damn Thing. We stand it for everyone that Beyonce has touched. Like, Beyonce showed up on Disney Channel. Can we do an episode of Beyonce's random cameos on shows?
Hi, this is Beyonce. You're watching Disney Channel.
Womp, 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 womp. And it just descends. Oh, God. Okay, next performance.
So my second one is actually a very, very, very old performance. I wanted to go back to close to the beginning.
Okay.
BET Soundstage. Killing Time.
Lord.
When she did the most. And it didn't sound bad. It was just the most. But there was still no auto-tune. The technology was not there, I don't believe, at that time for her to be doing that with auto-tune. But she...
About Beyonce's vocal growth in the last
listen, she's grown. She's never sounded bad, but it was just like, girl, you're doing too much.
She just got super. It was the vibrato is what was killing it. It was like all this vibrato and all this melisma, like all these, but now she's
yes.
just clean. She punches through notes. She doesn't have to do any tricks to climb. She's just like, she saw that vocal coach, she's worked on it. Beyonce is like Beyonce.
And her, I love her vibrato so much now.
Right.
Because my thing, I hate a belt with no vibrato. Like, I really, really do. No matter who it is, like, It's like, where's, okay, can the vibrato kick in just a little bit? Because you just sound like you're yelling. I need some. And then some people like Monica just like, it's like, okay, it's getting kind of goatish.
Like, what is happening? It's getting goatish.
But like, I hate a belt with no vibrato. Like, I just need a little bit of, just a little bit.
Give me a little floop in there. Like, don't.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, Fergie. Just screeching. Like, this doesn't sound nice, honey. I know you think you're trying to give us something we could feel, but this is not it. It's nothing of the sort. Like, please stop. Oh,
God. You're trying to hold a note, but, like, you're barely grasping it.
It's me at 5 a.m. in the shower trying to sing songs with no throat.
And that's fine for the shower and, you know, like, non-public things.
Don't get paid to sound like that.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. Like, you have to be somebody of very low integrity to accept a check to sound like that.
Say that. You don't love yourself.
You have no morals. You do not love yourself. You throw cups in the trash with ice still in them.
Oh.
You put dishes in the sink with food still in. Like, you just trifling.
You get out the shower with your back still dry. Like, all these things that happen.
You don't deserve nice things. You really don't.
None of them. So, my second and last performance. It was a really big toss up because I wrote a few down to make sure. Vocally, one of them wins out. But my favorite one out of the two of these, it was going to be a toss-up between Sweet Dreams Medley, Live at Wynn.
Yes.
Because everything about that. But I think I have to select Beautiful Ones in Sex on Fire, live at Glastonbury in 2001.
Yes! Yes!
She Beyonce does.
That is the only version of Sex on Fire that I like, and Beautiful Ones is my favorite Prince song. The only people that can touch that is Beyonce, Mariah Carey, and Drew Hill. Everybody else can choke.
Everyone can choke. And the fact that Caleb, the lead singer from Kings of Leon, was like, Beyonce made me want to masturbate to my own song. I was like, that's it. That's how you know you cover someone's shit right. Because Beyonce made Sex on Fire sexy. The song itself is sexy rock. It's supposed to be, the lyrics are very sexualized. But you don't realize it. Like, all these 10-year-old kids are over there talking about how people's sex is on fire without realizing what they're saying. But Beyonce laid on that stage.
How do you not realize what is sex?
You shouldn't.
That should not become like your 10-year-old mouth. Why are you letting your 10-year-old?
My niece walks around talking.
Do better parenting.
You can't mess with me if you wanted to. I said, wait a minute.
That's why I don't need no goddamn kids, because I say it all the time. If I have a child, I'm either going to go to jail for hitting my child, or go to jail for hitting somebody for fucking with my child. So just to avoid jail time altogether, I'm not going to have no kids.
I'm going to adopt me a 13, 14-year-old, I'm sure. Like, that's why.
Nope.
No infancy.
I'm a god daddy, Uncle Huey all day long.
That's no fun,
take the baby.
Though.
We can go out to the aquarium. I'm going to pull some numbers with the child, and then I'm going to get a child back and go on my dates.
You know what? Why are we both trash? Because, yo, when
I'm
was...
I'm not trash. I'm honest.
Okay, sweet. But then you could be honest trash. I was younger, like, I've got six nieces and nephews. And when they were first, like, my oldest niece were born, I had two car seats in my car. I took them everywhere with me because I knew, one, that if I was at the right coffee shop, the gays would flock. But also, if I put them pictures of me and my little biracial niece and my little chocolate nephew, everyone's gonna be like, are they yours? And I'm like, no, these are my nieces. I was like, oh my god, you're such an adorable uncle, you love kids all over OKCupid. But they were beating down the door to get their lips on my tip when I had my nephews and nieces all over my profile. Now they don't give a damn about me because I'm old and been bittered and shit. But the point was that we both had the same idea about the damn kids and pulling numbers with the kids.
Yes, that's all they're good for. And then, like, a few laughs here and there.
That's not fair.
And some cute moments. And then you give them back to their parents, and you give them toys that, like, are loud, and sugar and cookies and shit.
So what are we moving on to? Because
So we are going to move on to the final segment of the episode. This has been fun, by the way.
This is hilarious.
It is. We are going to go ahead and move on to the Book of B.
Yes.
So I believe you have a selection for us.
I do. Now, the Book of B was going to be very special to me. At first, I was just going to grab some lyrics out of a song and just, you know, apply that to our lives. But I feel like sometimes a whole song works, so we're not going to play anything. But if you would just turn with me to the book of the Book of B Day, the book of chapter B Day, first Sugar Mama, the last The last couple of days, I've come in contact with some very fine men's, I say. In my Shondo, in my Izzo, I felt a stirring and a shaking and a quivering. And I was thinking, I was like, B, is this for me? And I sat down, I pondered on it, and I was hitting my shuffle a few times, and I was cleaning my apartment. And I was like, I would just love if a man would just let me take care of him. And I told you about the stalker fellow at Target. Right, and then it was the man who handed me my French fries. I recognized him from Grindr, and I said, oh, God, you are trying. Yes. So I said, you know what? My credit's all right now. I'm making good money. I'm out here hustling on my pocket. Come sit on daddy lap. And so this goes up to everybody. If you out here hustling, and you just happen to try to have a good time, you ain't got to marry these niggas. Just let them sit on your lap a few times. Let them bounce a few
times.
What
is a marriage?
What is that?
Marriage is a dated concept. We don't do that no more.
Yeah, that's something they did in 2008 when Beyonce did it. No one does that anymore.
Marriage is just like, it's just paperwork. Like,
it's contracts, all those things. Only contracts you need to sign are the contracts where they're going to pay you for it. Right. We only sign contracts that involve income. I'm not doing anything. I have to split anything.
Contracts that you know more than $500K.
You know what? I'm tired of you. It's like, we're not doing it. If only Monique would have somebody come sit on mama lap and just be like the waffle cone, drip down to the floor, drip all over his mouth. You know, you got to do what you got to do, is what I'm saying. So I'm over here. I'm just asking you guys, when you going about your business, when you're just playing your headphones at work or in the car, just take the spirit of Sugar Mama with you. When you meet that nice man who's buying the $3 well drinks at the bar, don't be ashamed to say, you know what, look, you want that Long Island? I got you, baby boy. But you have to sit on my lap tonight.
Listen, look, so when I think about this passage in the scripture, I it gives me something to aspire to, because I remember towards the end of this passage, she says, take my credit card.
Yes.
The key to my house. Take my car.
Shables.
But don't forget to give mama some sugar before you walk out that door. Ha! Woo!
That's powerful.
My taxes is already done.
Yes. When she said yes,
I never let them bills get behind. Every kiss.
Every touch.
Every hug. Best believe it'll be on time.
Woo.
Excuse me. That's what I aspire to. My credit is still yellow. It's on the verge of being light green. You know, No, actually, it's orange.
Not seafoam green. You said.
I'm gonna be honest. You know, it's on the border of orange and yellow.
We've been building. We building out here. That's what we doing.
I'm working. You know, student loans. You know, I done swiped them credit cards a little bit too much, so I got high credit usage. However, I have no missed or late payments because I'm a bad bitch.
Hey, Bo. I'm on
that path. I'm on that way. I'm almost there to that point where I can be somebody's sugar mama or sugar daddy. I don't care what you prefer. Just know that I'm taking care of you. I am making the rules. I'm in control. I got the keys to the house and the car. These credit cards are mine, and you are using mine. Not only are you using mine, but I am living off of mine because I have a surplus. My cup runneth over.
Mm-hmm.
What runneth over is for you. What is in the cup is mine. But guess what? I have an endless supply.
Say that.
That is what I aspire to. That's what I will be. I will be that waffle cone dripping down to the floor.
And then just give me.
I will be the Jolly Rancher that you get. I got the Jolly Rancher.
Bitch, I'm the candy parlor. Take me back to the 60s, bitch. I'm coming. I got nickel.
I am it.
I'm all.
I'm your sweet chocolate sugar coated candy man. I got it.
Ooh, come on. First of all. Shout out to anybody buy lettuce yet? I'm over. Whatever. Anyway, let's wrap it up. I'm tired.
It's time to wrap up, clearly.
Anybody buy? Did you buy lettuce? Because I. Oh, God, it's midnight. This is how we know we've been doing this too long.
Yes. So, at this point in the show, we do open the doors of the church for anybody who wants to come. To Jesus. The doors are now open. You can hit us on the Twitter at Boys Love B. Come on, sweet chariot.
Coming for to carry me. Home, sweet low. Sweet chariot. Fighting temptation.
No, I ain't good enough, but he still loves me.
Yo. I loved everything about that, damn.
I'm not perfect. Yes, I do wrong.
Yo, I saw that
trying
movie
my best, on my birthday. I had the DVD.
So do I. When that came out in 2003, I said, you know what? I need to go see that movie on my birthday. This is what I want for my gift. I want to see the Chinese buffet. We're going to see Fighting Temptations next door. And not only that, can we talk about Fighting Temptation music video with Free, MC Light, Beyonce, and Missy?
Fighting Temptation? Fuck Free.
Yeah, fuck.
Free's all homophobic.
Yeah, fuck Free, but it was a bop. And Beyonce's ad-libs in that gave me life. So, yeah, on the Twitter.
Well, what you going to do? Yes, the doors of the church are open. You can come to us on the Twitter at VoiceLoveB. You can hit me up at BabyHuey, BabyHuey.
It's my turn, huh?
Can they find you at, sir? Yes, it is.
You can find me in three places. That's Twitter, that's Instagram, that's Snapchat. All one name, it's at Charnell B. I'm always on the timeline. I live there. Come visit a brother. That's all I'm saying. Where can they hear you other than Boys Love B? You know, what? Did you say that?
Yes. Oh, you can hear me on the Quemini Jams every Saturday live at 12 on ListenVisionLive.com. And we are rebooting the after show in March, so you can hear us there. And I'll be around on these podcast streets working and doing stuff, you know. Keep an eye on the brother.
Hallelujah. So y'all can find me usually on Tuesdays, every Tuesday. What about your friends? You can find me every other Monday on What Did You Do? And, you know, coming next month, you might just find your boy on Two Man Fast Break, my basketball podcast. Nigga out here hustling.
Hey, swish, swish, bitch.
Another one in the basket. I hate that song so much, but I love that one part. I walk around my apartment like, swish, swish, bish. My cat hates me.
I hated the video, but I loved the video at the same time.
That video was trash. I'm sorry.
It was, but it was like, if it wasn't Katy Perry, I would have liked it, but...
If it was Carly Rae Jepsen, it was so wild. I would have been like, perfect. But this is...
Exactly.
You got too much money to be fucking around on a shitty video with a shitty song.
Hell, if it was Meghan Trainor, I probably would have liked it.
Meghan Trainor done lost all her base, and she's nothing but trouble now, and she's engaged. To fucking Junie from the Spy Kids. So... Do you
really?
Yeah, Daryl Sabara. They popped the question, I guess, like December or January. They're getting married and stuff. And I mean, don't get me wrong, Daryl Sabara's a girl.
Where is Alexa Vega?
She's married to Carlos Pena from Big Time Rush. They got a whole baby.
Are you serious?
I swear, 4B. I swear.
Who, what, when, where?
And first of all, Carlos Pena is fine as fuck. Alexa Vega is beautiful as fuck. And gorgeous. They made the prettiest little baby boy. And I'm like, of course, like, I was like, come on, Latinos, like, get out here and procreate. We need another J-Lo. We need another Mark Anthony. We got a lot of Chris Browns and August Alsina's running around out here. Give us, where's the next generation of J-Los and shit at?
I need the next generation of Selena's. How about that?
She was a very special.
Bitty Bitty Bomba, bitch.
Can we talk about Amara La Negra? That's her name, right?
I fucking love her. Me too. Dearly.
And she keeps fucking posting like
she looks like a doll. Like she's gorgeous. And that song, that's the title exclusive that she put out.
Is that the
Flames?
I'm waiting for Insecure to drop. And so that you know that little tidbit she gave us on like Instagram, like or was it Snapchat? It was like a month and a half ago. It's like, does that make me insecure? Mi amor. I don't know what it is. All I've got is 20 seconds of that song, and she keeps teasing, like, it's dropping soon. Bitch, drop it, because I want it. That's going to be that Latin pop bop that we are going to want to fuck around with and fuck to come June. So I'm going to need that now so I can get the body ready. I get the body rolls right and the hip motion right. So when I'm trying to impregnate some people practice. To it.
So, see, I ain't trying to. You don't know how I feel about kids. I ain't trying to impregnate nobody, but we can get close to it.
You can make it. We're gonna go as far as possible, like homegirl and love after lockup. We're gonna do everything, but.
Oh shit! Finger popping in the car wash. Okay, time to go.
Anyway, guys, it's been real.
It's been real. Go with B. We'll see y'all next week. Jesus.